Bula Shah, mystic Sufi teacher poet. He is celebrated as the greatest Sufi poet of the Punjab area in India. Bula Shah has been called the knower of hidden secrets and a servant of the divine. His writings are regarded as the highest of Sufi literature, and compare his compositions to Rumi and Shamas Tabriz. Bula Shah is also held in great esteem in northern India and Pakistan. His birth name is Abdullah Shah, yet he became known as Bula Shah. Majority of scholars agree that he lived in 1680 to 1758. Researchers state that Bula was born in the village of Gilyan in Bawalpur, state currently located in Pakistan. Bula's parents moved to Pandak, where his father was a spiritual leader in the village mosque and taught school to the community children. Other researchers believe that Bula Shah was born in Pandak, Bhutan village, which is 14 miles southeast of Kwasur and is quite well known. The reason for the village of Pandak, Bhutan notoriety is due to the famous Bula Shah, who incorporated his Sufi and mystic teachings into his poems. Bula's father was Shah Mohammed Dervish, was fluent in Arabic, Persian, and the Quran verses. Bula was raised in a spiritual home. Bula had a sister and they were close friends. His sister never married and stayed close to her brother and in devotion to the divine. Bula's father was given the title of Dervish, which is a spiritual leader. Bula Shah, initially educated by his father, then was sent to a school in Kwasur. Bula Shah became an accomplished scholar in Arabic and Persian languages. His writings hold mystic teachings and Islamic references. He later had a mystic inner experience and achieved God realization. Bula Shah had to go through a hard struggle before he attained the inner mystical wisdoms. It was through his spiritual master teacher that he was able to accomplish his spiritual goal of mystic realization called God realization. It was not until he met his mystical spiritual teacher that Bula Shah longed for union with the divine. Bula's spiritual master teacher was Hazrat Qadiri. Bula's spiritual mystic teacher was well known and recognized as a fakir, which is a Sufi holy saint. It is recognized by the spiritual mystical teachers of all ages and from different geographical areas that it is necessary to pass through stages to attain God realization. It is said that Bula Shah wanted to meet and have Hazrat Inayat Qadiri, the Sufi holy saint, as his spiritual teacher, and upon meeting him asked, "I wish to know how I can realize the divine." The Sufi saint replied, "The secret to spiritual progress is detaching one's mind from the outside world and attaching it to source within." Once Bula Shah attained God realization, in his free time, he would be in a state of ecstasy on the inner planes. His inner eye had been opened, and he knew it was from the influence of his mystical spiritual teacher. Bula's spiritual teacher was also known as Shah Inayat and is mentioned in many of Bula's poems. Bula shared of when his inner eye was opened. He saw a great light, experienced oneness with Source, and had a divine vision. Sufi mystic saints are not worshipers nor participate in Muslim Orthodox traditions and belief system, which is why they are usually persecuted. Bula Shah shares in his short poem of oneness experienced. You alone exit. I do not, O beloved. I have become the beloved myself. Whom shall I call the beloved now? Jesus later conveys this the same in the Bible. On that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. In another scripture, Jesus states, I and my Father are one. Jesus, raised in the Jewish religion, was initiated by John the Baptist, and his birth, ministry, death, and resurrection are shared in the four Gospels of the New Testament. Jesus taught that the relationship of the soul to Source is one of love, and the kingdom of heaven is within. It is accessed within. Once a person arrives at God realization, the illusion of duality disappears, and Source is seen to pervade everywhere. Bula Shah declared that God realization so radically changed him that his individual self as an ego had been totally eliminated, also referred to as the ego death. What had been hidden behind the veil of the physical body was revealed internally. Once Bula Shah had the inner mystical experience of the divine light, and he shared this mystical union caused identification with Source. Bula Shah shares about this in the following poem he wrote. I have become lost in the city of love. I am being cleansed, withdrawing myself from my head, hands, and feet. I am rid of my ego and have attained my goal. Thus it has ended well. Source pervades both worlds. None now appears a stranger to me. Bula Shah began to see the divine in everyone and everywhere. When a person has come to know their true identity, they no longer identify with their ego or sense of something other than Source. Bula recognized the divine relationship between soul with Source. Bula Shah was an evolved soul, a mystical spiritual teacher, and a true saint. Through the teachings of his mystical spiritual master teacher, he realized Source within. He shared of his deep friendship with his spiritual teacher and was forever grateful. Bula Shah attained God realization through the path of the mystics, who are all true lovers of the divine Source. In Bula Shah's poetry, he shares the path and encouragement when undergoing the hardships to attain the spiritual goal of God realization. Bula Shah says that soul is the essence of the divine, and love of the divine is the true creed. Love alone is acceptable to me. It is the lover alone who realizes the divine. Ever since I entered the state of unity, Bula taught that when people search for the divine, to look within. Source abides within each person, and there alone can be realized. He also taught that the human body is the temple of Source. I will read a poem written by Bula Shah. One essential truth is worthy of all respect, and I know this truth to abide in everyone. In everyone dwells the form of the Lord. In some it is manifest, in some it is latent. Whosoever found the secret from the mystic, he searched for the path within himself. He is a blissful dweller of that temple which knows neither rise nor fall. Here in this world, darkness prevails. This world is a slippery courtyard. Enter within and see who is there. In vain do the foolish seek Source outside. Bula Shah goes on to state, leave the world of falsehood and delusion. Establish yourself in the ecstasy of love. Open the third eye. They attain the vision of the Beloved. Bula Shah shared with his students is that ignorant people consider an enlightened person to be ignorant. When a person comes in contact with such people, to keep silent. Even when the spiritual student's heart blossoms with the love for the divine and delight when they hear the hidden secrets that the mystics reveal. Bula Shah covers this in this poem he wrote. Pass your time by keeping silent. People cannot bear to hear the truth. You speak the truth and they pounce on you. They hate to sit beside the truthful. Truth destroys all rituals and ceremonies. Truth brings joy to the home of the lover. Truth builds a new community after it has vanquished the city of rituals. Silence cannot restrain the lover who has known the fragrance of truth. He offers the garland of union to the Beloved. Leave this world of illusion alone. Another poem written by Bula Shah is called In Divine Love. I find neither head nor foot of my own. None other than Source created this I. Not an iota of self is left of me. Now I have set my abode in the oneness, and I dwell there in ceaseless wonder. Life, birth, and death are all effaced. Not a bit of my sense and wit remains. Not an iota of self is left in me. I had thought love was easy. It is turbulent as the flow of four streams. It flares up in flames. it freezes to ice. The fire of separation ever consumes me. Not an iota of self is left in me. Love for you sustains my heart. Sometimes you go and sit in the sky. Sometimes you suffer the pain of this world. Sometimes you take on the garb of a master teacher. You make me dance in all your forms. Not an iota of self is left in me. Ever since I fell in love with the Beloved. I will end with this last poem by Beulah Shaw called Lost in Love. I have become lost in the city of love. I am trying to know myself. I am being cleansed, withdrawing myself from my head, hands, and feet. I am rid of my ego and have attained my goal. This has all ended well. O Beulah, the divine pervades both worlds. None now appears a stranger to me, and I have become lost in the city of love. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about Beulah Shaw, mystic Sufi teacher poet.